Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. About 80% of Americans consider themselves Christians. However, Dr. Joel Hunter, a member of the World Evangelical Alliance, says if Christians don't get more engaged, religious freedom could be at stake. Hunter is the pastor of the Northland Church in Orlando, Florida. He says Christians aren't involved enough in politics and other areas, and if they don't get involved, laws restricting religious freedom could be passed. However, Hunter says that could be positive.
God sometimes uses bad circumstances in order to provoke us to the responsibilities we weren't paying attention to before,
including evangelism and other involvement. Meanwhile, years of turmoil have torn apart Sierra Leone. What people want now is a durable peace and national security in order to put their lives together. Global Advance's David Shibley says this is the Holy Spirit's catalyst. Their Frontline Shepherds Conference later this month follows two other major peace initiatives held earlier this year.
We see this season of reprieve in fighting in Sierra Leone as a unique opportunity, perhaps the only opportunity, for training of national pastors that may come about in several years.
And Wycliffe Bible Translators just launched a four-week vernacular initiative for translation and literacy, or VITAL program, in Papua New Guinea. Seven language groups are working on New Testament translations in the book of Mark, while one group is working on portions of Genesis. The project's long-term goal is to provide the region's Bible-less languages with a New Testament and a literacy program. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. International Aid is making available Charles Billingsley's CD, Enduring Treasures, Timeless Hymns for Today, a free gift that we hope will draw you into a closer relationship with Jesus Christ. Call us at 1-800-995-4828 to get your copy, or go to missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.